Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The only thing you can believe Him to do is what He told you He would do. And it can't be what somebody else said they heard from Him. It's got to be what you heard for yourself. A living communion with Him. If you live in me, if you abide and dwell in me, and my words live in you, then you'll be at a place where you can ask whatever you want. And it'll come to pass. Why? Because your will's in line with His. Your thinking's in line with it. Come on, can you see this? Yes. You're full of His Word, so you're full of the knowledge of His will. Yes. But you just hear a phrase here and there, all things are possible. If you'll say it, not doubt, it'll come to pass. And you never pray. You don't spend any time in the Word. I'm going to say this. I'm going to believe this. And it's empty and it's dead and it's nothing. It sounds like faith to people who don't know what faith is, but it's not real faith. Right. Selah. Later on in that same book of John, he said, John 12:43 said, they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. We need to forget about what people think about our faith. I said we need to forget about that. What if they think I don't have faith? Well, you got nothing to prove to them. Your faith is between you and God. Romans 14 in closing, I think. Would you go there, please? Romans 14 and 22. Learning some of this has helped me so much in the ministry, because as things get bigger, as you get on more media, more people see you, know you, hear about you. You know, it's the same as before. If three people knew about you, your flesh, you know, you don't want to do badly. You don't want to fail. You don't want to mess up. But fear of man brings a snare. And if you get concerned about what people might say or think, it'll keep you from listening to God. It'll keep you from stepping out and doing things that you need to do. Jesus made Himself of no reputation. We need to do the same. What do you think? Who should you care what they think about your faith? One. The one you have faith in. And He knows what He told you and what He didn't tell you. He knows. I know one of the early years while I was at Rhema, this came up and the Lord taught me about this very thing. It was a cold winter day, and I had finished ministering at the healing school, and I went outside to get in my car and go. Cold, wind was blowing. I had a Corvette project car. It was a 73 that had been wrecked and vandalized. Man, it turned out wonderful because I got it for hardly anything. I'd always wanted one and never had one. And it had a big hole in the side. Wires were down under the dash and smoked and all kind of stuff. But one day I was in my office and they called me to the front and said, somebody's here to see you. I came and a guy I'd never seen, he was smiling from ear to ear. He said, is that your car out in the front, that Corvette? I said, yeah. I thought, you know, wonder if I leaked oil on somebody's driveway or something, you know. And he said, I am a Corvette specialist, have been for, I think it's almost 30 years. My specialty is paint and bodywork. I've never met this guy. He said, I saw that car and the Lord dealt with me to make that car right and to make it, you know, like a magazine picture. And he said, if you'll buy the materials, I'll do everything else. And he did. He put a spoiler on it. We painted it pearl white with metallic blue fades in the vents. I mean, it was great. Well, that's the car I'm about to go start. This is before it got fixed. So I went out there And I turned the key and it went, yonk, yonk. And it was cold. And I thought, okay. Turned it off. I went out and I raised the hood and I looked. And I looked at the battery. The battery was many years old. I thought, yep, that battery's toast. And a lot of times batteries, if they're a little bit weak, the first cold snap, you're going to find out about it. And so some young Rhema students came by and they saw me under the hood. They're first year students. And they came by and they said, oh, so it didn't start. I said, no. They said, why don't you just speak to it? You have faith, don't you? Why don't you just speak to it? Well, before I tell you what I did, what do you think? What should I do? Well, you have faith, don't you? Well, just speak to it. So what would be wrong with that? How does faith come? How can you believe unless you hear? You can't. So I checked my heart. I got nothing on speaking to this thing. I said, no. They said, well, I thought you're a faith man, because I taught faith there at the school. Thought you're a faith man. I said, I am. Well, why don't you just speak to it? I said, no. I said, now, if I was me and family or somebody were up in Alaska somewhere and it was 20 below and there's nobody around to help and we needed to get out of there, I believe the Lord would help me. We'd speak to this thing and it'd start. But what's it called, the guy's name? He's right over there. He's got some jump start cables. I got faith to buy a new battery. That I can have money to buy a new battery and whatever. I got confidence there. Well, if you'd had enough faith. No, seriously, people don't understand faith. People don't understand faith. This is exactly what the enemy tried to get Jesus to do when he took him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Come on, can you see that? And he said, jump off. It's written. It's written. He'll give his angels charge over you. They'll bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. So what? Jump. You got faith? Jump. Did he jump?
No.
No. Why? Because he didn't have enough faith to jump? No, because that's not real faith. If the Father had spoken to him to do something, he would have. Otherwise, you acknowledge, I can't do anything of myself. So if I jump off of here without hearing from him, another law he set in motion called gravity. It's going to cause me to have a bad day. Yes. Right? No. See, people are saying things and doing things to prove their faith and a lot of times to try to impress other people. You see, the enemy tried that with me. Here's these students. I'm an instructor. I teach faith. Show it. Demonstrate it. You know? And then it starts up and you go, there, boys, that's how you're supposed to do it. Right there. Huh? No, see, that's seeking your own glory. That's seeking your glory. Yeah. Trying to impress people with your faith is a bad idea. It's going to end badly. Yeah. Romans 14, verse 22. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself. Wow. Between you and God. Not something you got to try to show somebody, prove somebody. Have it to yourself before God. If you read that whole chapter, he's talking about not pushing your confidence off on somebody else. Not trying to get them to do something because that's what you believe. They may not be there. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. What's he saying? Your faith is personal between you and the Lord. It's not something that you're trying to put on display and show anybody anything. It's between you and him, and the biggest thing you got to watch is your heart. Because out of it are the issues of life, and with the heart, man believes. So anything that bothers your heart is going to prevent your faith from working. First John talks about if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. What if your heart does condemn you? You won't have confidence toward God. When I thought about speaking to that battery in front of those guys to try to show them something about faith, I had a check. Something about this is not right. Why? I best not override that. Do not override that. Just because somebody didn't do this or they did do that, every decision that you need to make concerning your money, your finances, concerning your health, every decision, you got to hear from Him about it. What's He quickening to you? And if He checks you about, don't ignore this. Don't override with your heart bothering you and you pushing through, claiming this and saying this and claiming this, and your heart's bothering you while you're saying it. You're going to fall. Keep reading. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. I mean, it's priority. Keep your heart clear. Keep your heart clear. Something's bothering your heart, stop it now. Yes. Something you need to do and your heart's bothered till you do it, do it. Get to it. Do it now. Yes. Verse 23, he that doubts is condemned if he eats because he eats not of faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. Yes. Saying and doing stuff that's violating your conscience and overriding what the Spirit of God, it's not just not faith, it's also sin. To him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. No, friend, the answer to 1,001 questions every day is be led. Hear from him. How many know there is no substitute for checking in with him on a regular basis, feeding your faith on the Word of God, praying in the Holy Spirit, checking in with him. And is how many can say he's faithful? Every time you need to stand and you need to believe for something, you seek him, you ask, you look, he'll speak to you about it. Yes. He'll quicken you about it. Yes. And when he does, faith comes by hearing that anointed word. Yep. Oh, hallelujah. When you hear it, you know it. Man, your confidence comes up in you. You don't have to ask somebody else, can I believe that? It comes up in you. And you know, this. I believe this and I can believe this. Praise God. And when you do that, all things are possible. Hallelujah to you in that area when you're believing, and it'll surely come to pass. And God will get the glory. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.